Good morning. It's Wednesday, December the 9th, 2020, 10:29 a.m. This is going to be an interesting one. Not because it's going to be interesting, but because my brain is going in like 17 different directions. I'm having a hard time to speak clearly. The morning pill has made me especially loopy this morning. Yeah, I've missed the last few days. I don't have any real good excuses other than the mornings have had a tendency to sort of get away from me altogether. I have a lot of stuff that I need to get accomplished, and I don't seem to be accomplishing any of it, in large part because I'm pretty sure my ADHD is completely out of control. I almost said irrevocably, but that's not true. It's not irrevocably out of control. It's just having any kind of executive function. It's like, I'm going to go for a walk now. Yeah, sure you are. It's really weird. It's really a strange sensation. Where on the one hand, I know what I want to do. I have a whole list of things that I want to accomplish. This is over and above the things that I need to get done. Most of the things that I want to accomplish are things that I need to get done. So there's a lot of strong overlap. And yet, my ADHD says, no, we're not going to do that. We're going to do something completely off the wall. We're gonna log in and play Ark Survival on the house server because I need to check the level of spark powder in the preservation bins. I need to see if there's any interesting dinosaurs I can tame. I don't really need to do any of that. And yet, when I sit down at the keyboard, that's what happens. I need to actually, at some point, remember to save the day in terms of maintaining my streak. I've written a little bit. I sort of put together a really half-assed blurb for the book, Dark Knight Station's Origin. I tagged up with the cover artist to try to get a feel for, she said that it was going to be this week. Today is Wednesday, so there's only a couple days left this week. I also have a bunch of books that I have to send out. I've had a few requests for signed editions, and the way this works is that if you want a signed edition, order the paperback off on Amazon and have it shipped to me. Ship it to me, I will sign it and ship it to you. And I will have you PayPal me the cost of the shipping. Once I know how much it is. That works best if you're in the US. If you're in Canada, it's ridiculously expensive. If you're overseas, then it's not quite as expensive as shipping to Canada, which is ironic, but it's close. So yeah, overseas shipping is probably going to cost more than the books. Canadian shipping is going to cost twice as much as the books, which is insane to me, but there it is. It's another one of the reasons that I don't really screw with paper, but with Christmas coming, people want paperbacks. I've got one shipment that's signed, and I've got to pack it up so I can get it out of here today. I'm expecting another shipment in tomorrow, so I can then get that out probably the next day. And at that point, I think we're too late for Christmas. So yeah, my brain is my brain feels like I'm a little bit tipsy. Everything is a little bit spinny. Everything is a little bit bobbleheady. So it's not like full on vertigo, but it's sort of that disconnect feeling. My ankle does hurt. It just hurts just a little. It particularly hurts if I just put a little bit of twist on my step, which is not a good thing. So I need to make sure I keep that straight. But it also means that exercising, it makes it actually better in the long run, even though in the short run it has a tendency to sort of ache a little bit. So that's basically been the major problem so far in the last couple of weeks, is that I'll sit down and think, oh well, I'll do this for a little while, and the next thing I know it's 3 p.m. And before it was only like 9 o'clock or 6 o'clock in the morning. The executive function is shot, which I've said like 14 times now already, so I'll try to say something else. I just read another of the women's paranormal fiction, or paranormal women's fiction, I forget which one it's called, K.F. Breen's book, the third book in the series, which I can't remember the title to, and I'm not going to look it up, but it was good. I liked it a lot. As a sign of how much I liked it, I walked away from the computer and spent a lot of time sitting in the living room reading the book. I did that last night, yesterday afternoon, did it this morning. I took a nap yesterday afternoon trying to get caught up a little bit on sleep. That felt terrific, except then I went to bed around 8:30 last night. Read for a while and then slept till 6 this morning, and I still feel like I could use a nap today. So yeah, I'm running a bit of a sleep debt, I think. Of course, that's another side effect of the medication, is it tends to make me a little bit drowsy. Another reason why I want to postpone getting in the van and driving anywhere. It doesn't really affect me in terms of driving. It doesn't seem to have any real lasting effect. I need to spend some time with that chapter revision that my daughter sent me, because I'd like to get that out in January if possible. But I can't do that if I don't get it to Karen. I can't get it to Karen unless I can get through these changes that EJ's put in. Oh yes, here we go. So I'm coming up on the long eastern reach here, breaking out of the shade of the neighborhood, and the sun shining on me. it's really quite chilly, but the sun is warm. So it feels good. Yeah, I think I was right. That little bobcat is flattening down the paths. They've got a lot of forms for pouring concrete down now. Good morning. Yeah, fence is down. The chain link warning fence to mark off the building site has been pushed down in one corner. Interesting. And come on up when I get ready. Sit with me. Monk post. Yeah, that's... Unzip the sweatshirt. The hoodie. That's sun is really quite warm. It feels delightful, but it's building up a little too much heat. Glad I didn't wear the parka, that's for sure. So anyway, I'm thinking about the Ishmael book today. I've been just thinking about that for a while. And it's difficult to get focused. The lack of executive function means that I think about it for about 30 seconds and then my brain pings off into 14 different directions. And I forget what I was thinking about. There's part of the story that I know I want to address. But there's part of the story that is completely blind, completely foreign. There's a big hole where I need a story to be, and there's nothing in it. There's nothing there. Oh. I've had a lot of people email me with story ideas, and while I'm grateful for those story ideas, most of them are not stories I can write. Most of them are not actually stories. They're just ideas. They're ideas that don't have a book in them. It's interesting. It's an interesting problem. So, what is a story that has a book in it? I mean, if I take for the example of the Wizard's Butler, Chris Weeble. I'm sorry, Chris. I don't know how to pronounce your name. His picture to me on this was Mickey Mouse and Fantasia, but he's not magical. So the butler who's in charge of the wizard's household, but he doesn't have magic to get in trouble with. That was the pitch. That was the idea. And on the surface, it's like it's got nothing. There's nothing there. Except there was enough there to make me think, okay, yeah, I can see Fantasia, the Wizard's, the Magician's Apprentice, or the Wizard's, whatever that Fantasia segment was. I can see that, and it set up asking enough questions that I could get my teeth into it. It's like, what would that wizard look like? What would the setting be? And, you know, is it going to be a stone tower perched on a mountain, and the wizard's butler is sort of like a squire who bemoans the fact that no one ever comes to call, and so his entire life is centered around making sure the wizard who forgets to eat or something, the wizard has to have some habit that the squire needs to be there to serve. And then there needs to be some problem for the wizard to solve that the butler can play some role in And that line of questioning led me to where the wizard's butler finally wound up being. Likewise, the wizard's cat. I think I have a pretty decent idea of where the wizard's cat needs to go, who the wizard's cat is, what the problem is, and how to solve it. So what I don't have for, now going back to Ishmael, it's like, I have a lot of ideas. Some of them mine, some of them others. But there, you know, it's like, write the story about Ishmael in the academy. I fought that a lot. In large part because I don't have an interesting problem for Ishmael itself in the academy. I don't have a good idea of what kind of problems Ishmael is going to face at the academy. And what problems come to mind are the same ones that young Miles Verkozigan had to face. And to a certain extent, the main character in Back to School, the Rodney Dangerfield character in Back to School, they're both the same story, the same basic issue. I joke about Bedtime for Bonzo, but I actually don't know that story well enough to actually know if that's a valid complaint. So yeah, it's an idea. It seems like it ought to be an idea that's rich enough that I could write a story about it, but it's not a story that speaks to me in the way that I can actually expand on. Good morning. So yeah, I've got two couples worth of people at the end of By Darkness Forged. I've got two pairs of people, and which ones pair off is an interesting question. The pairs that I have sort of been thinking about actually seem a little too cliche. They seem a little bit too pat, too on the nose, too boring to actually fall out the way I'm thinking. And I really like the new thinking about how that's going to go. I have a very vocal contingent about alternatives for who should pair up with whom. Pairing that I don't think can actually work. But which sort of give me ideas for future stories, or at least facets of future stories. I had a suggestion about writing a book about, because fortune cookies seem to have such a widespread or frequent, they're used as a frequent crutch in the story, various stories, that I should tell the story of the fortune cookie factory. I don't even know what that story would look like. I don't know what that story would be about. I don't know how that shakes loose. I don't know. It's like, how do they come up with the stories? It's like, I don't know. Maybe it's just an AI that, like the Inspirobot, that keeps kicking out really depressing, inspirational settings, along with completely inappropriate graphics to go along with them. So I have a poster of one. It's not, it's a disinspiration, I guess. And it's a picture of the pyramids. And the caption is, "Anything's impossible with an infinite supply of disposable labor." And there's a certain part of me that chuckles at that, and it's a certain part of me that goes, oh my. Is this guy coming in here? Yes, apparently he is. Let me scoot out of his way. Okay. So, anyway. Here I am. I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.